Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where we celebrate trans experience as part of the human experience. We're Madison and LG, two trans women diving into everyday life, politics, pop culture, relationships, and more.
Being trans is just one part of who we are. Join us as we laugh, learn, and share stories that remind everyone we're not so different after all.
She said, I have shorts. Yeah, but up your ass.
It's a big ass, okay?
Exactly. So you need bigger shorts, bitch.
Not like, my toddler shorts.
You're the conservative, right?
I am.
Conserving that ass out in public. I am done with you.
Okay. I'm very loud.
We'll start. This is the trans experience. This is LG.
You're such a bitch. This is Madison. Did you really?
Yeah.
God, I always fall for it. Yeah. I really think and that you care about my life.
Yeah. Well, bitch, like
my ass.
When you keep on bragging, like, well, I'm conservative. I'm conservative.
Okay. When I say I'm conservative, I mean like I believe in small government, like conservative things, not my body. My body.
You believe in
fucking
small government and like small shorts, bitch. The fuck you believe. It's like,
that's funny.
Bring back the church.
Yeah. No, ooh, no.
With our asses hanging out.
Yeah, that part. I don't think we ever were at church and was like, ass hang out, yay.
Sounds more like a cult.
I'm so fascinated by cults. Aren't you? No? Okay. Just me.
I think that's your white side.
That's a white person thing. I mean, they do have a cult. I forget the name of it, but there was for black people, but yeah. A lot of them are white, you're right. You're absolutely right. Do you think Mormonism is a cult?
I think that any organized religion is a cult.
Really?
What's a cult?
A cult is basically like,
like, what's the definition? I know what a cult is, but what's the definition of a cult?
I do know they spell it O-C-C-U-L-T. Because it's a cult. A cult.
A social group with extreme religious.
That's it.
Yeah, it's any fucking religious group, bitch.
But like, they don't. They could be like 5 people, and they could be like 5,000 people. Like, it's no, like, you know, like organized religion. I think is different because they're just looking for money. A cult, like, they're trying to like change people.
That's extreme.
Oh yeah, it's very extreme. You're right.
It is. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for that much money to where the freaking congregation is starving every day,
I was wondering, like, would I be able to be brainwashed to be in a cult? Because, like, I feel like I'm a pretty free thinker, but, like, I also, like, if I didn't have a spiritual, like, guideline, you know, that I found.
I'm asking you one question and that would answer it, okay? Have you ever been played by a dude?
Yeah.
There's yours. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Damn it. I don't want to be in a cult.
You're acting as if we're like, you're going in now. like, no, bitch. I was going to say, this is suppository, but that's not.
Oh, God, that's funny. I know.
What's the word that I was looking for?
Not a cult.
No, because in Spanish it's supuestamente, es una suposición. So I was thinking in Spanish, but it came out in English, so it was like suppository, and I'm like,
suppository?
I'm like, no, that's,
you know what, though? I think that might
supposedly
be a cult. Oh, supposedly. It's, not suppository?
It's a simulation. It's we just, it's play pretend, bitch. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. This has been fun already. You know what's really funny? Just so the listeners know, we didn't come in with a topic. We just haven't seen each other in a hot minute.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know what? Like, obviously, our conversations always go somewhere great, but I thought it'd be kind of fun just to, you know, freeball it.
No pun intended.
Stop.
Why are you burning us like that? With those shorts that you have on.
My junior shorts. My Miss Juniors. I'm still trying to be petite, bitch, okay?
I went with one of my friends to Diddy's the other day.
To Diddy's?
Yeah, we went to Diddy's and
yeah, baby.
And this bitch is in the junior section. And I'm like, bitch. I'm like, what are you looking for? Right? You're like there's nothing for you in there, you know?
That's funny. Anyways. So life has been good. How's your life been? I know that you're almost died.
It's been almost died. I don't know what I had, but like I was.
Oh, you can hear that.
You can hear that?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad?
Yeah. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Can you hear it now?
No, it's your foot tilt. Okay, anyways. It was like a thump, 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 thump. It was thump, really thump, loud. Thump, thump, thump. Yeah, it was really loud. And it wasn't
so intense. I was sick for like, from my birthday up until probably like 5 days. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I went to the hospital. I went to emergency care and I was like, can you hear it?
Yes. It's so loud. You want to hear it? Like, it's loud, loud.
But what is it?
Your foot.
Oh, and by the way, we only have one headphones.
Thanks to
Eve.
Your daughter. Do it. Do your foot.
But I don't know.
Like, you don't hear it?
Yeah, Itzy bit our fucking, our other headphones, so only Madison can hear what we're saying.
You should have the headphones.
You know what?
You're doing editing.
You know what's so cute? Is that we're like squirrel, like 20 miles an hour. You know, like, we keep on this track. Yeah.
I like how you rearranged the house.
Thank you.
Anyways, so you almost died. Tell us about it.
Squirrel! So I was really sick. And you know what I realized during those days is that I still...
You got sick the night of your birthday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I had one of my friends here, and we were playing video games. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just going to go to bed.
Well, then, so the listener knows that day you and I were together for a speaking event at Spring Break for
Lambda, which is a recovery meeting hall for the LGBTQ community. I mean,
but Spring Break is a big deal, and we had the opportunity to speak at one of their panels.
Yes,
super nice. Is that the first time you and I got to be on a panel together?
No,
because you were the moderator for the panel I was on with the Church of the Palms. But I don't think you and I have ever been on a panel together. I've been to your panels before with Regina. But I think that was the first time you and I were on a panel together.
Yeah, because I was thinking, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It was really special.
I was the media. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because you were in charge of the group at the time. So it's different when you're not, you know.
It was so special because Madison kept on calling me out.
I did not.
What was it that you said that I was like, this bitch?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
It was really, did you find it difficult to put like your entire story into 10 minutes?
No.
Well, I mean, I finished at 8 minutes. It was only because I was panicking that I didn't do, like, you know what I mean? I did. I think that's the shortest time I've ever had to, like, share my whole story, which I thought was like, wow, I didn't realize. Like, I thought I was really good at it until that one. I was like, wow, I really need to work on that.
No, like it's, that's you, bitch.
See what I mean?
You're the one that did it, not me.
You were doing it earlier. Don't even lie to me.
Oh, now it's me. Okay, whatever. Blame me because I'm the Hispanic one. You sound like our new government.
Wow.
No, but like, I don't know why it is that when it comes to speech, it really comes like quite easy for me, whether it has to be for a long time or a short period of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can just condense everything, like whether it's in 5 minutes or an hour. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, I think that you're better with physical words, I guess. Well, wait, no. You're better with, like, spoken word? Yeah, physical words.
Like arm and body and face.
I'm going to throw some cursive at you. No, but I think you're really good with spoken words. Like, I need time to write it out and then fine-tune it and then, like, send something. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy the writing process, though. So, like, speaking, like, it's been a challenge, but good for me, obviously. But yeah, anyways, so I think that was the first time to be on a panel together.
For me, it's just like spontaneously, like if I write something down and I rehearse it, it's
not as natural.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. See, for me, it's the opposite.
So the times that I've written something, like when I was the Victorian for when I graduated high school, like it sounds like in my teenagers, but no, when I graduated high school, like at 38 or 37. So the school that we were going to like rented this like really nice, auditorium and I got to speak, but they asked me to be the valedictorian and to give the speech. And when I did, like, I did write something out because I had to, and I had to send it in to them. But when I started reading it, like, I deviated from everything. Like, I would read, like, 1-2 sentences, and from that, like, I just kept going.
Yeah.
So, because, like, reading, it doesn't sound natural for me.
Yeah, well, maybe because it's your second language.
I think it's your...
Is it that?
No, I don't know what it is, but it sounds like...
Yeah, it's like a thumping. It's annoying. Hey, did you ever use that starter thing they gave us, the, the other keyboard? No?
It doesn't come with the plugin for the computer.
That's stupid. Anyways. So what's new with me? So work has taken a shit dive. It's definitely become way more challenging than I was expecting it to be in the sense of the people, right? Like I not only have to be in charge of the managers, but also the managers, when those people are upset with their managers, I have to get involved. And that part I was not ready for in this sense, because they hire like just straight off the street, right? There's no interview process. It's 100% just fill out the application, send it in, start tomorrow, right? And which I appreciate in some regards, but at the same time, like it's definitely not, we don't get to pick, right? Like there's no interview process and there's no like having to have questions of like, what did you do with a disagreement with a coworker? You know, stuff that's kind of valuable to know about somebody before you actually bring them on, right? And so I had one person come out of the trailer that they were loading in and tell another person they were going to kick their ass, right? Like, you can't threaten people. I mean, I know you can because you can, you know, back it up, but I don't want people threatening other people. So then that person got offended, right? And so this whole thing has gone through the thing. And then the threat is normally in, like, the way it works, the threat's supposed to be terminated. This person wasn't terminated, so now this other person is causing like all kinds of issues and filing ethics complaints against me. And I'm like, I didn't get to make that call. Like the termination call for this person was out of my realm because it was a threat, right? So like, anyways, it's just become a complete nightmare, and like it's kind of showing me the ugly side of this business that I thought, because of the size they are, they would have already kind of hashed out these technicalities, right? But they haven't. And so it's become, like, I had a bleeding ulcer 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, over this episode that I'm just like, I don't know what to do because my hands are tied. I have no choice. Like, I don't have an opinion in it, right? Like, it's already being taken care of above me. But now other people are feeling like it's not being taken care of at all because mm-hmm. that person's still with us, even though they made the threat on the floor in front of people. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's gotten really hairy and it's caused me a lot of grief. And, like, it's starting to show me that, even though I try to be like as perfect and fair as possible, like it's never going to be perfect and fair, you know? So anyways, like stuff that we already knew, but for some reason I went in this with a very naive umbrella, like, what do they call it? Rose tinted glasses, you know, like everything. Oh, it's so great. I'm doing this traveling. I'm doing so great. I'm teaching leaders. Da, da, da. And now I'm starting to see the ugly side of it. And I'm starting to realize like, I still have a lot of work to do on myself when situations like this happen. So.
Well, I think that, excuse me. I think that it comes with everything that we do, everything mm-hmm. that it's new at one point is like, oh my God, it's marvelous. Everything mm-hmm. is awesome. Rainbows and orgasms, mm-hmm. you know, like, and then after a minute, it's like when you slow down, you start to see things, mm-hmm. you know, at first it's like that roller coaster that is bringing you up and then you're, yeah, you know, and you're like, oh my God, so excited.
And the adrenaline's pumping.
Yes. And then you get to the peak of it and then it's all fucking downfall after that.
Yeah.
And it's that downfall that you're like, oh shit.
That's when the reality hits. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not worried about my job or anything like that. It's not that at all. It's just that I want the team to see that we're trying to be as fair as possible. And it's not looking like that because that person who technically made a threat to somebody else, you know, like you just can't do that at work. Right. So anyways, yeah, it's out of my control. I don't have a say in the matter, but it's definitely kind of weighing on me because I just don't think it's being handled correctly. But that's, again, part of my recovery is I don't get to control it, mm-hmm. right? I don't get to control the outcome of the situation. I'm not the actor in the actor's play or whatever, or that part of the big book, one of my favorite things is I don't get to be the one telling people what to do and controlling them. So.
And I think that one of the things is that we try to make sure that other people see us the way we want them to see us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not my job. It is not my job to convince you that I'm a good person. It is mm-hmm. not my job to convince you that I'm fair because mm-hmm. I'm human and mm-hmm. I might be as good. I might not be as fair,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I do my job and I do the best that I can do and I'm okay with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't need to convince you. And I don't have the urgency to convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, like no. whatever your opinion is, like, hey, it's valid. You no. have your opinion for a reason, but I'm not here to.
Well, that saying, like, other people's opinion isn't in my business. Like, yeah. I had to learn that the hard way. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So, yesterday we were. I was at work and there was a situation that arose. And here's the thing, like, and that's, I guess it's. The topic is recovery because mm-hmm. you get to see, like, how you're still, like, how old behaviors become current behaviors.
Mm hmm.
Because it's like, so we were with our coworkers and then we just started like clowning on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a there came a time within, you know, doing that, that I was feeling hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For a single, like, for whatever reason. And rather than me stopping it, because I didn't want it to be like the crying baby, like I don't want to say it because if I say it, I'm going to look weak and they're going to be like, oh, what a little bitch, you know? Like, so instead of me stopping it and saying like, hey, my feelings are getting hurt, I just kept going with it because my pride was more valid than the hurt that I was feeling.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I did end up texting one of my coworkers and I was like, to be honest with you, like, it's not that I'm mad. I was just a bit hurt. You know, and he apologized and whatever, but I think that I still have to catch myself with old behaviors that become current. Like when I got sick for those 5 days, you know, like the first Sunday, like the day after my birthday, I ended up calling Alex, which is a mutual friend that we have. He's my neighbor. And I was like, you know what? Itzy made a mess. Could you come and just walk her? Because I think she's making a mess because she's bored. He comes, he cleans everything up, you know, like he went and bought me some soda, ice. And then he left. And then the next 3 days, I was miserable. I think I'm allergic to this bitch. To Itzy.
Oh.
And there were times that I wanted to call someone and be like, hey, could you bring me something to eat? Could you bring me, like, because I couldn't get out of bed. Like, I forced myself to go to the hospital. I think it was on Monday. And I didn't want it to go. And I wanted to call one of my friends and be like, hey, could you take me to the hospital? But I didn't. And throughout those days, I wanted to call somebody to ask for help, but I was like, I don't want to burden nobody. Like it's probably like they have a life. Like this is probably not that serious. So I still disqualify myself as saying like I'm worthy of the help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And being in that situation that day, I was like, fuck, there's so much that I still need to grow about. You know, and it's admitting those flaws that we don't want to admit because like, if you would have asked me before that, I'd be like, yes, I will definitely call you.
Yeah.
It's his whining because she's like on lockdown because she chewed the freaking other headphones that we had.
My question is, why do you think it's so hard for people to ask for help when they do need it? Like, I know, I mean, the easy answer is pride, obviously.
It's not, I don't think but it's pride.
What is it then?
I think it's I'm not worthy. I don't want to burden them. Like, okay. Like, I am not that important. Okay. Which is the opposite of pride. It's feeling that you're not worthy of the help, that you're bugging people.
Oh, like, mine's pride.
Really?
Oh,
mine
yeah.
is not.
Mine so, like, when I tore my meniscus, I was 100%.
Say that again, please. Your what?
My meniscus.
Your meniscus.
My meniscus. When I tore my meniscus.
Sounds like a freaking seafood.
Honestly, it's delicious.
Meniscus is delicious.
With a little peanut oil sauce. So, I didn't need help. I did, because I couldn't walk, right? Like, when the injury first happened, I was at the bottom of my 3 flights of stairs. You've been to my apartment. The stairs are not easy, even for a healthy person.
No fucking elevator.
No elevator. And so, but there I am. Also, on top of that, I had all my kickball stuff, because I was at a kickball game. So, I had, like, a bag with me of, like, sport equipment that I had my regular clothes in that I wanted to take up and clean. And then I had gotten 2 packages delivered to the mailroom from Amazon. And so, like, I had, like, all this stuff to get up the stairs. And I had just gotten back from the emergency room with this big old boot from the ankle to the thigh and in crutches. And I had never had to be in crutches before, except for, like, my other accident. But I wasn't up out of bed for very much of it.
Other kind of crutches.
I really love this vase that you got. It's thank cute. You should take the price tag off. You really should take the price tag off, though. Anyways, so there I am at the bottom of the stairs with this
why
boot.
Why do you have to call me up, my shit? Like, you could have just left it. I'm like, that's a really nice base. And our listeners would have been like, oh, how nice. But then she goes, at least she didn't say it's a Goodwill fucking tag.
was it the purple day? Was it purple day? That's a good base for a purple day, though.
Back to your meniscus, bitch.
So there I am at the bottom of my stairs with my bag, my 2 boxes from Amazon, 2 crutches, and a boot from my ankle to my fucking pussy. So then I...
she's the conservative one.
So then there I am, and I'm like, I got 2 stairs up, right? I'm 2 stairs up, and I'm already struggling. And then my neighbor from the very top, she like lives in the top, she lives by me, but on the top floor. Anyways, she's like halfway down the stairs, and she sees me struggling. She's like, do you need help? And I literally was like, no, I got it. as I'm almost falling back off the stairs, right? Like, she had to force herself to come help me because my pride is so bad. Like, it is strong as fuck. And so, is it your phone?
Go ahead, Lon.
Okay. And so, my pride, though, and, like, I realize it's, like, I think that you are definitely right in some cases. Like, I do think that that is the thing. I think yours is more common than what mine is, where mine was my pride. Mine was, like, no, I don't need anything from anybody ever. You know what I mean? Like, I was standing my ground. Eventually, she ended up helping me because I couldn't even get past the third step with the chaos that was happening, right? And then as soon as I get up to the very top, like, level of the floor, instead of, like, helping, like, instead of me having her help me all the way to the door and open the door and get my stuff in, I was like, thank you so much. And, like, I was like, just, you can just leave it. I'll get it. Knowing full well that there was no way I could get half that stuff into my apartment with the injury that I had just sustained that day. So I scooted it all in with my crutches one at a time, right? And the entire, like, 3 days that I'm at my apartment with not being able to move my leg, so many people were like, what do you need? We'll come get it. We'll come get you. We'll da-da-da. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And it got to the point where I was spending money on delivery service for things that people were offering to go get for me, right? Because I was too prideful, though. Like, it was, like I said, yours, I think, is more popular than mine, but mine was definitely my pride. My pride, and that's when I realized, like, holy shit, like, I had so many people reaching out, so many people from kickball teams, so, not even my team, like, other teams, like, the Donkey Kicks, like, people from Lambda were reaching out, my own sponsor was reaching out, and I was like, no, I'm good. I wasn't fucking good. Like, I needed the help to get around, you know what I mean? And, like, I know for me it was my pride, and, like, I don't know how. Like, I do know how. I gotta do the work, right? Like, I have to understand that it's okay to say I can't do this, right? Because for so long, I did say I couldn't do this. But the fact of the matter is, I was lying. I could do it, right? Like, I could take care of myself, but I was choosing not to. And so I don't know if that plays into it, too, for me, because of the addiction and, like, the severity of the addiction, obviously. But, like, I don't know. It's a whole lot to unpack here, but just saying.
No, and what you're saying is valid, and I think that Both of the excuses are valid. You know, I think that both of the excuses are popular.
Excuses or reasons?
I think they're excuses.
Amen to that.
You know, they're not reasons because a reason makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My pride doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Because my pride is not going to get me healthy. Nope. My pride is not going to get shit done. Mm-mm.
Would your lack of self-worth in these instances for you, would that be a reason? Or is that an excuse also?
I think that you're right. It's a lack of self-worth and understanding that. And it's funny because I always tell my clients, like, when I'm working with them, like, when they start talking down on themselves, you know? And I tell them, like, well, if your kid was in this situation, right, what would you tell them?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, you know, like, I will tell them it's okay, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so what's the difference between you and your kid if you're as worth it as they are?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If one of my friends called me and like, hey, I need help. I'm going through this. Like, yeah, let's do it. Because I find them worth of my help.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think that I don't give my friends enough credit to understand that they see me the same way.
Yeah.
But I think it comes from a lot of years of insecurities, a lot of years of neglect, of rejection, of being cast aside, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
like, am I really worthy? And understanding, I have quite the self-esteem when it comes to other areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to me asking for help in that sense, I'm like, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to be a burden, you know, like, so I think that that's something.
I know, because I text you like 3 times.
Yeah.
And I was off work. I had nothing going on. And mm-hmm. each time you're like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay, well, I knew you weren't, but also didn't know like how, like, you know.
Well, to me it was like, and this is what I stopped thinking about, right? Because obviously I'm an overthinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, she lives so far. And then I'll make her drive all the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and again, I don't give myself enough. Mm-hmm. I don't give my friends enough credit. Mm-hmm. To know that you guys would do that regardless of payment or not.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, because I was raised that money is important. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so to me, it's like, well, I'm not going to make them come over here for nothing. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So
like, I do.
It feels like there's always has to be an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of exchange.
That's the hooker in you.
I've never had a hooker in me. I was the hooker.
You can take the hooker out of Guatemala. You can't take the Guatemala hooker.
I was
the hooker.
Never a hooker in Guatemala.
Oh, you were?
I was a hooker
in the United
States.
You missed out on
I came and sell ass here in the United States.
You could have charged 5 pesos. Or is that Mexican money?
five pay this bitch.
What is going on?
Bitch, if I charge five, you charge one, motherfucker.
I do. Like,
she did not come one for me on that. And she said pesos, not even dollars.
Like, what is it, like 50 cents?
Fuck you and your conservative ass, bitch. What, no, but what, I did. What? I was with one that looked like 50 cents.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Oh, didn't Chelsea Handler?
No, I don't. Him? I don't mean like the singer. He looked like he was worth. Oh.
You got me. Got me. That's funny. That's really funny. Oh man, I wish I could be that funny one day when I grow
You're
up.
So stupid. But you know what? Like, and again, like, there has been a lot of things in my recovery that has happened. Like, I've had two relationships. I've gotten fired. I got sick. Gone to the hospital. And every adversity always teaches me something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this last time without going to the hospital, like, I learned that I need to be more open to asking for help and that I'm worthy of asking for help.
Amen.
Yeah.
But there's that blockage still for some of us. You know what I mean? And obviously this is a really good instance where, like, we know it. We fucking know it. We could preach about it all day. But then when it comes time to actually do it, we fucking suck at it. Right? Like, because we neither one of us did, right? And that's the other thing you're saying, like, you know, maybe there's part of that for me, but no, mine was 100% pride. Like, I know for a fact, like, it was, so, I don't want to, because I've built so many good things for myself, I don't ever want to appear weak.
And that's part of it too, you know? And so the other, when was it? I think it was this past week. I have been feeling like, I had a lot of rage, a lot of resentment, a lot of, you know, emotions that over a situation, and I wasn't sharing.
Can you talk about the situation or no?
I don't want to burn myself.
Okay.
So it's emotional, you know, and I was upset, I was angry, and I was doing my best not to lash out. And I was with one of my clients, and he comes in and he's like, we know we're doing the clinical 101, and he goes, because he's always giving me shit, you know, like, so I'm always like, I'm always snapping at him, like,
yeah,
I don't know how to, like, it's not snapping, like, it's just like
banter,
a relationship, yeah. You know, like he pushes my butt, like,
people call that banter.
I don't know who that banter bitch is, but. But she was not there, I promise you. It was just him and I. We respect HIPAA laws, okay? There was nobody in that room but him and I. So usually we have, like, this really cool interaction where he pushes my buttons and we play around, right? So he's going, like, off topic and whatever. And usually I have to bring him back, right?
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm calm, collective, you know, like, and I'm just, like, not responsive to his, you know, like, to his button pushing.
Yeah.
And
did he get a new dress, looks, too?
Bitch, can we focus on this fucking squirrel? You know how long it took me to bring you back to my 5 days of sickness, bitch?
Sorry.
We were in the middle of that, and she's like, oh, by the way, in my life. I was like, I thought we was talking about me.
Okay.
But anyway, so he looks at me, he's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, you're so calm. You're so, like at ease. He's like, I'm getting scared because you're quiet and you're calm and you have this sense of peace within you.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm going, like, if you only knew. Like, yeah. I was more like a damp.
Yeah.
You know, like, when it's closed and holding that freaking water back and the water looks like it's all calm and shit, but it's just, like, putting pressure on that. But to the eyes of everyone, it looks like I was at peace and I was calm and I was like, you know, she's so mature today, you know? Yeah. But for me, when I'm feeling like that, because I know how my anger can explode and turn into rage, I calm myself down. And it looks like I'm fucking meditating and I'm like,
But?
But within me is a turmoil. So one of my coworkers comes in and we start talking. And I tell him a little bit about how I'm feeling. And I don't know, like, he went from 0 to 100 real quick. Because then he does exactly what I do when somebody's about to cry. And he started playing a sad song. So I'm, like, bawling and trying not to cry. But doing that with him and being able to, like, express and let it out allowed me to see how I was. It's not that I was overreacted because my feelings were valid, but how I was drowning within those feelings yeah. by not letting them out
yeah.
and by not reaching out to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that I have friends and coworkers today that were like, no, bitch, let's force you to deal with this shit right now.
Yeah.
So I was really grateful for that. But those are things that in recovery, we still have to learn to talk. And when was it? Sunday, I spoke at Lambda. And I hadn't called Regina, like, in a good minute. Regina is my sponsor.
But you spoke at Lambda on Sunday?
Yeah.
When did you tell me?
It actually slipped my mind.
Wow.
When did they ask me? No, it actually did slip my mind because I usually do tell you.
That's cool.
She's like, that's cool.
Great.
It's okay. You turn your meniscus without me. So.
That's true. You're right.
It's not even the same thing, bro. But like, and again, I see her and I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, come here.
Yeah.
And she pulls me to the side and, you know, like she tells me this story, you know, and she's like,
how often do you talk to her?
She wants me to call her at least twice a week, which I haven't done like in a good minute. So the day after that Sunday, I called her and I was like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, so but like.
I asked because like my sponsor wants me to call like once a day. I did that for about a year,
mm-hmm.
and then I got this new job, and because of the hours that I work, it just doesn't work for me, and I don't like being on the phone while driving, you know, and mm-hmm. so my commute is about 45 minutes to an hour, but I don't want to be on the phone for that, and then when I do get home, I'm so exhausted from my 12-hour day, you know, including travel time, that, like, I don't want to be on the phone, like, at all, you know what I mean? Like, I get, ugh. So then we only talked on my days off, and, like, last week, okay, so last week I went to a friend's play. It's called Memory of Water, and I had never heard of it before, and it was like a really high class like community theater, you know what I mean? It was out in Scottsdale, like super nice. It was a great show, but the show was about these three siblings that had to come together to help bury their mother.
Ooh.
Fucking nobody prepared me for that, right? Like, at all. Which is fine. Like, I can talk about it now. Like, I don't die every time, you know what I mean? Like, I used to like fall apart just talking about it. And so anyways, where do I put it?
I don't know why I handed
okay,
it to you.
I'm in the middle of spilling my heart out, and she hands me a candy bar full of Hershey's chocolates in there, and then it's glass, so if you put it on the table, it's going to smell like that.
That's why I removed it.
So it's called Memory Water, and like I go to this thing, and like it talks about these three siblings and like their relationship and how they're trying to get their mom buried and stuff like that. And like, I honest to goodness, like, I was able to just enjoy the show and not make it about me, right? Like, that's very rare. But also, like, I was able to enjoy, like, their experience in it, right? Like, I could relate to a couple of the siblings in different ways, whatever. But it was finally the first time that I was able to see another person's experience about losing their mother mm-hmm. and not immediately internalize it and just fall apart, right? And then a friend of mine that I was at the show with, like, texted me afterwards, and he's like, I didn't know the show was about that. I would have warned you, which I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, because I guess if I could have known, I wish I could have, because when I realized what was going on, I was like, fuck, this is rough, you know? But then I was able to sit back and just enjoy the show part of it, right? I was able to enjoy these three siblings, which their relationship wasn't anything like me and my siblings, which I think helped kind of me pull myself out of there, you know, that time frame, because I related to a certain character, but I didn't relate to, like, their relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And so my friend texts me afterwards and like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, actually, I am. I said, because I'm sitting there with a group of 15 people that I absolutely adore, that I know adore me. Like, I was safe. I was supported. You know what I mean? And so, like, I was able to walk through this event, right? Even though it was a play, like, I internalized a lot of things. And so I was able to enjoy it, though, for the first time. And it sounds weird to say, but, like, I really was. I was able to enjoy the whole show and not get wrapped up in my own feelings about it.
I think that right now when you were saying all of those things, what has been happening lately is I'm internalizing everything.
Yeah.
I'm personalizing everything. And it's all about me.
So are you, would it be like a victimhood thing, you think? Or is it more like a just internalizing it and not finding like a positive response to it right away?
So it has to do a lot with my feelings.
Mm-hmm. And those are fuckers. Those
and feelings are when fuckers. I feel vulnerable, I don't like that.
So you're vulnerable with me, but I can see what you mean, though. Like, you're being vulnerable right now, obviously.
Like, okay, so being vulnerable with friends, mm-hmm. I can do that.
Yeah.
That comes easy for me mm-hmm. because you guys give me that safe space. And it was actually the topic that we were going to have today, but we totally split. And I just remember, which was relationships or, you know, like doing shit like that.
Yeah. I went on a shitty date. I'll tell you about it.
So for myself, I've always hide when I like someone because I don't like, how can I put it? First, when you guys have the same circle of friends, mm-hmm. right? And especially when they're straight, mm-hmm. the first thing that happens when it's a trans girl and a straight guy is the other friends start teasing the straight guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it creates tension on mm-hmm. their relationship.
Yeah.
Whether there might be something or not, it creates weight on them.
Yeah.
And I know how most of them react, which is they stop talking to us.
Yep.
And then they side with their friends so that way, like, so I don't like to express how I feel, mm-hmm. and especially when it comes to that. So when I feel vulnerable like that, or that I could be in that position, I tend to, like, the China wall ain't got shit on me. You know what I mean? I fucking suit up. I put barriers upon barriers, and I can be a bit.
The concrete pours from heaven.
I can be a bit petty and a bit like, let me punch you before you punch me.
Oh, absolutely.
So having to deal with that and then having to allow yourself to be vulnerable, it's just, I'm still learning how to do that. Like with with Christian and with Marco, like the relationship was really... It gave in.
Do you talk to either of them anymore?
To Marco, I talk sometimes. To Christian, I haven't talked to. But we ended up in good terms. But, we just never reached back to each other. But, like, with them, they asked me. You know what I mean? Like, so when I'm not sure, mm-hmm. and it's just, like, let's put it, like, when it's just me crushing... It's like, what if it's... And there's so much fear behind it. Yeah. There's so much, like... So, allowing those emotions to get in the way. And on top of that, like, dealing with family, dealing with school, dealing with, you know, like bills and all of that. So, it piles up. And then it comes a time where you just feel like, I can't show weakness.
Don't you finish school this year,
too? No, because I couldn't go to summer school because they didn't... By the time my grade was posted... The class that I needed for summer school was already filled out because I couldn't get into that class until my grade was posted.
Oh, damn.
But it's like, and that's another thing that I was talking with my supervisor about. I was like, look, I'm trying to force everything. So what I'm going to do is if God tells me now, I'm going to be like, okay. And I'm just going to take a vacation during summer, you know, like, and just chill for a minute.
You probably should too, just for that.
I haven't taken like real time off of not having anything to do.
Yeah.
For real, like since I started school, I have not had any. I've gone to school since 2022 till this spring, yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, I really want to do something for myself. So, I'll end up graduating on spring of next year, which is not that bad. No. You know, like, it's okay. Yeah. So, I'm okay with that. But with the other situation, I've started to open up a little bit, like unwrapping those feelings, you know, mm-hmm. like, and saying here and there, but it's still like a work in progress. And I don't know that's always really scary for me because I hate rejection. Like mm-hmm. I fucking hate it. It's not something that I like.
Funny enough, I had to reject somebody on Tuesday. I went on a date on Tuesday.
This garbage. Bitch, I'm talking about me getting rejected. And it's like, oh my God, I know. I reject people all the time.
No. Hear me out. Oh my God. No, that sounds terrible. You're right. No, but for the first time, I finally did it for me. Wait, that sounds just as worse. Okay, anyways. I went on a really bad date on Tuesday, and he's a super sweet guy. Like, you know. But it was just terrible. Like, he was on the phone a couple times with work, and, like, I was trying to be like, okay, it's work, but almost like, this is our first date, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was rough, though. And, like, then, like, there was a point in time where he got on the phone, like, the server brought the bill, he got on the phone, and he was on the phone for a good, like, 15 minutes. And I just paid the bill, because I was like, I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so impatient. But like, it was just, it wasn't, it just wasn't what I wanted. Yeah, there was nothing there. I thought there would be, but there wasn't.
But you know what? And that's,
then we get in the car, and of course, well, his car's broken right now, I guess. But we get in the car, and like, I go to drop him off, and then he went to make out in the car, and I'm like, listen, I just listened to you talk to your coworkers for 30 minutes. I'm not feeling that feel. You know what I mean? Like, for the first time, though, like, because normally when I go on dates, like, I grasp on because I'm like, no other man is ever going to love a trans woman, so let's grab this one, right? And for the first time, I was like, no, I'm not going to just grab on it. Because I really do feel like I need to be excited when your name pops up on my phone. Like, I need to be willing to change my everyday plans to want to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. And no one that I've talked to in the last, like, 2 years has done that for me. You know, and now I'm starting to think, like, that, going back to the self-worth thing, like, am I worthy of it, though? Like, yes, I am. Like, damn it. But, like, I really do believe that this person should make me want to change one day out of my week schedule to hang out with them. And no one I've talked to has given me that feeling. Like, you. I want to hang out with you, right? Like, I want to visit with you. I will change my schedule to make that happen.
Are you hating on me, bitch?
Absolutely.
I'm not transient.
I know. I'm sorry.
She's like, no.
Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, there's people like with the kickball thing, like, not even the game, like, the people that I've met through mm-hmm. them, like, they've become lifelong friends that I'm going to work at. Like, I think a friendship is also work, right? Mm-hmm. But so does a relationship. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be that easy. Like, great for those that have it that easy, but I just don't think it is that easy. You know, if you're trying to commit yourself to someone else, like, there's two lives coming together at this point. Like, you're going to have to compromise. If I'm not willing to compromise, then I don't think you're that special. Right? Is that stupid? Is that selfish?
Well, I don't know, because, like, okay, so part of the situation is I was going to say go out, but usually we don't go out.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been...
I want to be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, like, I go to bed early. Not to sleep,
I will say that. You want to turn me on? Get me in bed by 8 o'clock asleep. Yes. I'm on for that.
I mean, role play is good, too.
That's true.
But so we always hang out. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, he always comes over, and he has spent the night a few times. I've cooked breakfast for him, you know, like, which I don't do because, like...
I love breakfast.
You know, like, I just...
I make myself breakfast, like, every day.
But I don't like... I can do it for me or friends. Mm-hmm. But to do it for a guy, it's like... Like, I'm already needy as it is. I'm not making your ass breakfast. You know what I mean? Like that's
okay.
Too much.
Okay. What if they made you breakfast, though?
Bitch, I'm a big girl. Like, please.
Six eggs.
They make me breakfast, bitch. I'm chaining Listen, them to the wall.
In today's America, if you can afford six eggs, I'm going to marry your ass. Right?
Like, he got money, girl. He bought me six eggs. No, but like...
Six huevos. Huevos.
So, like... So
is it huevos or huevos?
Huevos.
Oh.
So we've known each other, and it's been probably like 8 months already, right? Since we've been messing around.
Yeah.
And like, every time I say this, like, Jade comes to mind. Because Jade used to tell me, like, you cannot meet them as a hoe.
Oh, it's true.
And then try to make them your husband. She's right. You cannot start like as a one-night stand and then expect them to put a ring on your finger.
Yeah.
So... Because lately I've been wanting something serious for the past like 2-3 months, mm-hmm. if not longer than that. Mm-hmm. I've talked to him a few times and I'm like, this is what I need. Mm-hmm. This is what you do that makes me believe that, right? And at the end of the day, he told me one time, he's like, well, why don't we just let things flow? And I was like, all right, let's try it. I might have blocked him a few times.
Oh my, you toxic bitch.
Because I am toxic. And it's always me demanding things from him, right?
Yeah.
And it's always, he doesn't do this enough.
From you?
He doesn't do that enough. I want him to do this. Like, there's always expectations from me to him, but he never has any expectations from him to me. So I think it was like 3 weeks ago that we were texting again. Because mind you, every time I've blocked him, he's found a way to fucking get a hold of me.
Okay, hold on. Pump the brakes on this one. So you are blocking him, but not blocking him all the way through things.
No, I've blocked him from everything.
And he still finds you.
How? And then he finds a way to reach, like, he hit me up on WhatsApp because I didn't have, like, I didn't have him on WhatsApp. So I didn't feel the need to block him. So he's found me through the dating app that we were using. He's found me through Facebook, which I never give my like my social media. I don't give it to anyone. He's changed numbers.
Ooh.
So like he's like.
Okay.
So I see where there's some effort there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, it's not enough. Mm. Like I want more than that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And.
That's
so right now when you're saying like well you know like it wasn't there so sometimes I feel like am I demanding too much because I want more attention. I want us to not just go to bed
okay.
and we're done yeah. and there's no that. Conversation you know what I mean because to me it's like if you're seeking me that much you know what I mean that. And then he's like well why don't we let things flow and see what happens. I'm like we've been doing this for like how long? If you don't know how you feel about me, like about this time, then nothing is going to flow.
Yeah.
So that's, you know what I mean? Like that's a little bit of what's been going on. So for me, then I ask myself, like, am I demanding too much? Am I just having so much expectations and putting so much expectations on him? Because it's like, we're good like we are right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which to a certain extent we are. But for me, emotionally, is not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm a really emotional person. Like I'm...
Yeah, me too.
You know, if that is missing, I cannot do it. But that's not his personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe I'm just looking for the wrong... It's not that he's bad or that he... Like, it's just me and us not being on the same page when it comes to the emotional level of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And me trying to, like... Because he's like, okay, I'm a try. I'm going to work hard. Like I promise you. And, like, he texts me every day. You know what I mean? There's always, like, good morning, queen. How are you? You're like.
Can I say something really quick? I'm sorry. I feel like I've interrupted you all day today, but that's not new. Anyways, so my thing is, though, also. There's two things, actually. I keep adding things on. I can't do that. Two things is, one. If they can send me a good morning text, not a good morning, beautiful, a queen, just and at any point in time between like, because I get up at like 4 a.m., any point like 4 and like 11, right? If you just send me a GM, like, I don't know why, but it fucking makes my day, right? Like, it brightens my day. I don't know why it does that. Like, but when a man, because I guess maybe subconsciously that means that like he's been thinking about me the first thing he thought about yeah. when he got up, right? Okay. Second thing is, if this is going to be like a relation, if we're going into this like a relationship possible situation, don't send me your dick pic. Just don't. Because all your, like, because back to your, Jade's comment, I just said your friend, Jade's comment about
how. Did you just say you're not her friend, Jade?
No.
Said, your friend.
No, you guys are closer.
I'm telling Jade to listen yeah, to this.
No,
episode.
I love Jade, but you guys are closer. Anyways, so my yeah. thing is though, like, don't send me a dick pic because that's already setting the tone for the conversation, right? Am I wrong? Because
no, you're right.
It turns me off. Like, I love dick. Don't get me wrong. Fucking love it. Give me more of it, right? But if you're going to send me the dick pic, then I know you're not serious about a relationship.
And that's the thing with him. You know what I mean? Like,
he never sent you one?
He doesn't send me that.
That's cute. Well, I'm saying, now, in the relationship, like, if I'm with someone for 6 months, I'm going to send you some titty pics, okay?
Well, yeah, like, but, we have had those exchanges. Yeah,
but not,
you know, like, when we're playful over the phone, you know what I mean? Yeah. And...
So, don't laugh. You shouldn't laugh if you say dick pic, because then people think you're talking about small dicks.
No, he's... I have a big-ass grind on my face.
Oh, like, she's yeah. smiling.
So, we might have made a video, allegedly.
Oh, okay, Kim
so, K. The other day, I was really upset with him.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Because obviously I'm always, and that's what he says too, like, why are you always fighting? Like, you always find something to fight. Yeah. And I think that has a lot to do with my mom.
Ooh.
You know, because like my mom has always been a strong character woman, and I've always seen her like stand up to her husbands with an S, yes.
Husbands?
Yes, seven of them.
More than your daddy?
Take. what's her name? oh my God, Elizabeth Taylor,
ooh,
move to the side.
Hey, but she only married gay men.
Yeah, my moms were straight. But like, so I think that seeing my mom having her relationships and the way that she treated them, like she was always arguing with them for one reason or the other.
Yeah.
So I'm really argumentative when it comes to them and really demanding and all of that. So the other day we're like, and he sends me that the video. And I'm like, oh, that's why I'm still there. But like, how can I, like, you know what it feels like? You know Pepe Le Pew, right? Mm-hmm. You know how he's always chasing that fucking cat? Ugh. And the cat is so desperate to get away. And just like I feel like I'm the cat and he's Pepe Le Pew.
Okay.
Like I'm just arguing and arguing. Yeah. And he's like, really calm, serene, you know, but what seems to be the problem?
Yeah. And people are just like that. I feel that
pisses me off more.
Yeah, it does.
Because like I send them like gospels of text, okay? Like
me too.
Paul ain't got shit on me. When he wrote
Paul the Apostle.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go there, bitch, but you know what I'm thinking.
Okay, let's move on. Paul the Apostle. Yes, I heard he's a great guy. He had a lot of writings. He wrote the entire book, no?
Paul is a...
Paul's a what? Anyway. That poor apostle is getting beat up right now on our podcast.
He might have wrote a third of the Bible.
Okay. I hear he's a great guy.
But I've written like the entire fucking complaining Bible. You know what I mean? like you can reference to like those gospels. Yeah. And I send them
instead of Leviticus, it's LG.
Yeah, LGBTICUS. LGBTICUS. LGBTICUS.
LGBTICUS.
Yes. So and like
it is hate and anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Resentment, hate, bitterness, you know.
Chapter 1.
Yeah. Hate. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And his response is like, what's wrong?
Oh, don't even get me started on that shit. Ouch.
And or he'll be like, what did he say the other day?
What's up, Doc?
No, I send him a whole thing. Oh, yeah. And then he's like.
Like a novel?
I send him a whole fucking novel. Oh, Jesus. And old school novels, not the new ones that are like 5 pages. Like from the 1500, bitch, with like that was dirt TV, so they were fucking big ass novels. And he replies, So, like, am I coming over on Saturday? I'm like, did you read anything of what the fuck I sent you? Wait,
did you write it in English or Spanish?
We're writing in Spanish.
Okay, so he's
a Spanish speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, he read it right. Plus, I use ChatGPT, bitch. So whatever mistakes I make, that bitch will correct it.
I was going to say, if you wrote
it in English, it's appropriate. If you wrote it in English,
he's not going to be able to read it.
Anyways,
right?
So, you go. Like, bitch, make fun of the act. Like, there's
I'm not. I understand you perfectly today.
That was not racist at all, Trump.
What? Anyways, how old is he?
So he's 35 or 36.
Itsy
is 2.5.
2.5. Why is she chilling and everything then? I mean, that's the time, right?
Because she's bored.
She's bored.
I leave her here at the house for 8 hours, then I walk her in the morning, walk in the afternoon, and then at night.
You know, I think but she's older.
She's a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
You know, so like she needs more exercise than that.
Are you gonna move into a bigger place for her?
Yeah, because I have a friend that just got a job at Amazon, so she's making more money.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so she's going to help me pay my rent.
Yeah.
This bitch.
I literally got a bigger place for my cats. Like, it had nothing to do with me. I got the place because the place was huge for the cats.
So I do want to move and try to get a bigger place, but it has to be within the same fucking...
area?
No, like... Bitch, fuck the area.
I
would go to Timbuktu for the same price.
You're trying to save price.
Yeah, but like, so... That's what I mean. Like, at what point do my past traumas interfere in me building a new relationship? Am I being too demanding? Am I not demanding enough? Am I being understanding of the other person?
Are these up for... Can I answer any of these?
No. Okay. No, bitch. If you're not going to be on my side, step the fuck out of the fucking ring. The fuck?
Okay.
I need someone to co-sign my bullshit. I don't need someone to like...
I think you're doing that enough yourself. Sorry, that was aggressive. I'm sorry. Okay.
Shots have been fired.
No, okay.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not... At what point do we stop carrying that past trauma into our present living?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I think that when I do all of this shit, like when the episode is over.
End scene.
You know what I mean? When it's all over.
When I'm the dust like, settles.
Why did I send that text? Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I thought that I was more emotionally mature. Mm-hmm. Mm. So when I catch myself that I am not,
Are you surprised?
It's not that I'm surprised. It's just that I'm really hard on myself for that. Because I have higher expectations for myself. Do you spiral
after that too?
It's not that I spiral. It's just that I feel really disappointed at myself.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, like, I have the knowledge, right? I know exactly how the brain works. I know exactly how my mind works. Mm-hmm. But this bitch is on
chaos.
It goes to autopilot. Mm-hmm. Automatically, it's just, you're like...
Automatically, I'm immature. I'm emotionally unintelligent. I don't have any critical thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Same. So, like, I do my best to keep my shit together. But I've seen that my main issue are emotions. And still learning how to manage them. Because... And I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's the fact that I've gotten cocky with it and thinking that I can manage my emotions and I'm like so fucking good at it that I don't do the daily footwork to keep them under control. You know what I mean? Because like I got this. Mm-hmm. You know, like I know how to identify mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. I know how to manage mm-hmm. them. Yes, I know how to do all of that shit.
But you're not doing
it. But do I have the willingness? Do I have the awareness of it? Yeah. Having the knowledge of it doesn't mean you have the awareness of it.
Oof, that
you
know, part.
You get what I'm saying? So like,
I do.
So like for myself, it's like, how do I find out when I need to apply what I've learned mm-hmm. Without allowing the emotion to get to the goal before my fucking common sense does? Before my what I've learned throughout these years, you know, what has been taught to me, like when we talk, when I talk to you, when I talk to Jay, like the wisdom that has been passed down to me through these 3 years, mm-hmm. at times, mm-hmm. it feels like it's on the other side of the world and that I cannot reach it.
Yeah.
And for as much as I grasp for it, it's not attainable at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been times where I'm like, you shouldn't send that. Send!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah. I take full advantage of the opportunities that my phone has to edit messages now, though. Not gonna lie. Like, well, I haven't had to use it in a few months now. But, I mean, there was a time, like, I still struggle with my emotional intelligence and my critical thinking when I'm in the midst of my own chaos that I created based on things that I assumed. Like, I'm the worst at that. Oh, my God. Like, if they had doctorate degrees, I would be a doctor in bullshitting my own bullshit until I'd pissed off about it.
I have this friend that says, you know what happens when you assume, right, LG?
That's me.
No, he says, like, you die. That seems a bit drastic, bro.
Dad
came to mind.
Okay. No, I do. I really struggle with my emotional intelligence. And it's so funny that we brought that up because, like, 2 years ago, I told my sponsor, I was like, I don't know what this looks like for me, but, like, what are you doing with your face?
I have hair on my face, bitch, and it's bugging me.
You should shave. Just kidding. She already shaved. So then,
it's past 5 o'clock, and I didn't go out today.
That's right. Mine could cut glass right now. Anyways, so I told my sponsor like 2 years ago, I was like, I need to do physical work for my emotional intelligence because doing the paperwork isn't doing it. Like I need to do, because I noticed how different my sobriety became when I started doing physical things, like getting out mm-hmm. of the house and getting myself busy again. Like not so much like physical activity, but just like doing something that was physically, you know, involved for me. For some reason, that's what ticks the box for me, right?
And like, I don't do that anymore.
When I had my meniscus tear, like, I was down for a month, right? And I gained, like, 25 pounds. And so, like, I'm miserable again, right? Like, I don't fit into the clothes I used to fit into. And I was really proud of the weight loss that I had. And I was working really hard at it. But this injury, like, I can't do any of those things, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I started making excuses. And I started drinking way more soda again. Like, I hadn't had a soda in, like, almost 3 years. And to do that, though, like, I had to be physically doing something. So, like, for me, it's physicality. Like, what am I doing physically? And, like, I told my sponsors, like, I need to do something for my emotional intelligence because I'm fucking checked out on my emotional intelligence. Like, I'm 41 years old. I still cry every night for some bullshit reason, right? Like, yes, I do miss my mom every day, but that's not why I'm crying. I'm crying because I didn't get that promotion or I didn't get to have that conversation with someone or this stupid shit, right? Like, mm-hmm. and I was blaming the my mom's passing on a lot of it, but it wasn't that. It's my emotional intelligence fucked up. And so I told her, like, 2 years ago, I want to do something about my emotional intelligence. And she gave me some more paperwork. And I'm like, I ain't doing that shit. Like, I know that doesn't work for me, right? Like, I have to be up and physically doing something. And I'm like, it's frustrating, though, because, like...
But I think, you know what? Like, there's signs. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's signs as to when that fucking hurricane is about to hit.
Yeah.
Like, for example, for me, when it comes to texting, because most of my fuck-ups are when I text.
Yeah.
I, you know how you drink and dial?
Yeah.
I rage and text.
Yeah.
So one of the signs for me that I always ignore is I write this huge ass paragraph.
Uh-huh.
I read it and I delete. No, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then I start rewriting it. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. Here's the thing, bitch. If you don't know what the fuck you're gonna say and I'm overthinking it like that. You might be allowing your emotions to, like, mm-hmm. fucking speak rather than allowing your fucking, you know, common sense or your
emotional intelligence
to fucking speak for you. You know, like, you're not... Or speaking, like, out of the heat of the moment.
Ugh, yeah.
Allowing my frustration to speak rather than to let my tolerance fucking shine through instead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's a lot of signs that I tend to ignore because I'm not as connected as I was. And I think that has to do a lot to do with it. I think that was what has kept me afloat, like, this past week was talking to God. You know, like, I've engaged in, like, worshiping, praying. You know, like, there was this one time I woke up at 2:00 in the morning and, like, I cried like a fucking child to him. And at first it was like, you know, like, why this and what's the point? And and the whole, you know, like I'm doing everything right. I should have this. I should have that.
Yep.
And then it comes to understanding that the moment is perfect the way that it is. The problem is that I keep trying to control it and force it to happen rather than to just go with what James says. Just go with the flow.
Oh, yeah.
And I just realized right now
that... Jade or James?
James.
Jade.
Jade?
James.
Oh, James.
James,
the guy.
Oh, okay.
And I think that I don't think that we're meant to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? But I did think that I needed to hear him saying that because right now when I'm saying it, it's clicking.
Yeah.
That is going with the flow, not necessarily with that relationship, but with the status of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Going with the flow means I stop telling him what I need because I already established that.
Yeah.
And he's not listening.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
At that point, is it really his fault?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to whether it's friends, work, or, you know, like, whatever other relationships we might have, at what point do I keep trying rather than, like trying to go against the current rather than just go, like, hey.
Yeah.
You already told me what you want by your actions. Why do I need to hear with words when they contradict what you're doing?
No.
You know, so.
All right. So, LG, what would you like to close this out with? Okay, that's great. That's heavy.
I know.
That was heavy. Thank you.
Why is it? Because I'm a big girl. No, bitch, it's gotta be heavy. Because I'm a big girl.
I felt that in my soul.
You felt my weight.
I felt that deep breath. You know those deep breaths that just like you need. That's what it felt like.
I think that it's that. What I will leave you with today is that. Growth is an everyday thing. Don't be so hard on yourself if you make a mistake. Don't be so hard on yourself if things are not going the way that you planned them or the way that you needed them. Be okay with the chaos in your life, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're going to have those days. Be patient with you, but most of all, be kind to yourself. Like, I tend to be really hard on myself when I make mistakes like that. Mm-hmm. You know, not understanding that. I'm not going to catch them all the fucking time. But the fact that I'm willing to recognize that I have that issue, that's the first fucking step. So growth is an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep learning from your mistakes.
Amen. And you know what?
And Madison, what would you be closing with today?
You know what? Some are growers, some are showers. You know, you gotta roll the dice and hope for the best.
Did you say some are long and some are short?
Some are growers, some are showers.
Oh,
yeah.
That's, I was like, most of the ones that I've had.
Yeah, long. Yeah. Some are growers, some are showers, and you know, it's life. You can either be a grower, or you can be a shower, right? I mean, I think that I'm a grower because, like,
I'm not even gonna fucking address that bitch. Like,
because I like to do it. I like still to, on like, the same I like topic. To do stuff and then tell people about it. You know, like I like to make big moves in my private life and then announce it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and so all that growth for me happens behind the scenes. You know what I mean? And you know, something as simple as just kickball. Like, I was at home in our in my apartment complex, like parking, like there's like a park right there, and I would go take the kickball and I would go like pitch myself, and I would spend like hours out there just learning how to pitch better, right, without everybody around, because I wanted to go in and show them the growth that I made. I didn't want them to be part of the process. And so I feel like there's some things where people should be allowed to be a part of your process, and you need to allow them in. It goes back to the start of our conversation with, you know, both of us being hurt and out and not asking for that help. Like, you know, I definitely need to figure out, like, I can still have my pride, right? But I need to have my pride while it's not hurting me, right? And like a healthy pride, you know what I mean? So anyways, so some are growers, some are showers, and I'm a grower.
I like that. I think that if we really take it into consideration, like, a seed cannot grow above the fucking ground. Mm-mm. It has to be in private. It has to be in solitude. It has to be in the darkness by itself.
Yeah.
In order for it to grow. So, yeah, I like what you said.
Thanks.
And
that's it, right?
We really appreciate you guys. Thank you for waiting for this episode to come. We couldn't do it on April because of the fact that
we both had birthdays.
We were pregnant and we needed to get a miscarriage. And you know how you have to go through.
No, you were pregnant. You had a baby.
And you know how we had to go to Timbuktu.
And she likes to chew.
I adopted her. She's adopted.
No,
she's this bitch has vagina. This bitch has chewed through every single pair of shoes that I own.
But you don't own
anymore. I'm about to make some.
Oh, you're about to Flintstone it to work, huh? Barefoot.
About to. I'm like, that's like two more pair of shoes, and that's where I'll be. She got to my good boots. She got. She does. She actually does. All of the things that are out there.
I see.
And then she gets my favorite. Like, she cannot go for the ugly ass shoes that I don't wear. No, it's gotta be the favorite ones.
Yeah, because it's smell your feet.
But she's a cute Rottweiler. She's a sweetheart. And she's really good with other dogs.
Yeah, good. Yeah. She's doing great with me.
We took her with. We went with Victor.
Oh, I saw. With his play
date. Yeah, we did, and they got along.
Good. All right, we're done.
Okay. Like, bye. We're done.
So this has been
Trans Experience.
This is LG.
Oh, and this is Madison.
And this has been the Trans Experience.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Is that all I got? That's all I got.
That's all you got?
I'm so tired. We covered a lot.
I was gonna say you look tired, but I didn't want it to be mean. But you do look tired.
I do. I'm tired.
It's not that you have a fat ass.
I do have a fat ass.
No. Anyways, bye. We love you guys. Thank you for staying with us.
Bye. Hey, thanks for tuning into Trans Experience. The trans experience is a human experience, and together, we can create a world where every story matters. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and connect with us wherever you stream your podcasts.
Until next time, we'll keep celebrating our humanity, breaking barriers, and living life boldly. Stay kind, stay real, and we'll see you next month.